الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قالت التقى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء شقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again we remind ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have been blessed with the honor of listening to the teachings of the Holy Quran in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I suppose it would be of convenience to mention that those who had just listened to the recitation of the surah will need to perform one sajda. So whilst we are in the masjid, it would be a good opportunity to perform this sajda tilawat, lest we should forget. To begin, inshallah ta'ala, today we will discuss, as we have just recited, Suratul Inshiqaq. First and foremost, this is a surah that was revealed in the Meccan period of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as is with those chapters that were revealed during this period, we often are looking at teachings of aqaid and our beliefs in the surah, Suratul Inshiqaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with us with regards to the day of Qiyamah and various different stages of the day of Qiyamah, the reckoning in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the accounting, punishment, reward. And this is also how it's connected with Suratul Buruj. In Suratul Buruj, we mentioned last week that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to the fact that justice will be served and those who commit acts of tyranny in the world, they will also have to face the repercussions of their actions. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from committing acts of zulm and tyranny against others. And we pray that Allah protects us from being oppressed. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon us to open our minds, to open our eyes. One of the main themes of this surah is that we as mankind, we are very much busy in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that, oh mankind, you are so busy, but what are you busy in? Are you busy in good? Are you busy in being distracted? And so this is something that we should really consider on a daily basis and show that we are always, always making some efforts on our state and our condition in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with a very scary description of what is going to happen at the very initiation of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, when the heavens will split apart. When the heavens will split apart, this is one of the first things that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. The heavens will split apart. This was something that was mentioned previously in Surah Al-Fajr as well. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 25, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا, the day the sky will break open, بِالْغَمَامِ, with clouds, وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا, and the angels will descend. Yeah, in Surah Al-Fajr we mentioned this as well, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, the angels will descend in rows. So according to this verse, it seems that they will come in something that will look like a cloud, and they will descend to the earth. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and the heavens will obey, will listen to their Lord, and they're out to obey. What does this mean? From this we understand that there are two types of commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, one commandment is known as ahkami tashri'i, and the second type of commandment is known as ahkami taqwini or taqdiri. So ahkami tashri'i are those commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. Ya'ni, Allah has commanded us to pray 5 times namaz, Allah has commanded us to pay our zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to perform Hajj and fasting in Ramadan. And these are such commandments that even though it is necessary, it is farz for us to do them, we have free will. And we have the ability to make decisions according to our own volition. Whether we like to do so, whether we want to do so, or we don't want to do so, we can make this decision. And some people will do it, and we will be rewarded, and those who will not do it will be punished. It's as simple as that. And we have our own free will. The second type of commandment are ahkami takwini. And these are things that are just generally enforced, where the creation doesn't have any sort of ikhtiyar, any sort of choice. It just happens. And the ulama give examples with regards to this of just the world that happens around us, the weather, the sun rising, the sun setting, the moon, you know, its various stages, the earth when it rains and sometimes it's sunny. All of these things that happen around that are known as ahkami takwini, they just happen. So this commandment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the heaven to split open, so some ulama say it's takwini, meaning it'll just happen. The heaven will not have a choice in the matter. Allah will make the command kun and it will happen. Other ulama say that no, actually at this time the heaven will be given a choice and the heaven will decide in of its own volition to respect the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similar to this is in Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then it said, فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِئْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, that come either willingly or by force. Whichever one you want to do, you're going to have to do it. But come willingly or you'll be forced to come. So what did the heaven and earth say? أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, we will come willingly. Yeah. So this shows that there are two types of commandments, ahkami tashri'i and ahkami taqwini. The ulama have differed with regards to this commandment. It could be either of them, and there is no contradiction with regards to that. The next thing that will happen on the day of Qiyamah, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, and when the earth will be spread out. The earth will be spread out. Now, what will happen is, just like we mentioned that, you know how when you see our mothers making roti, so initially the flour, you know, when they get it prepared, it's like a small ball. And then what do? They spread it out, and then the surface area becomes larger and larger and larger. This is what will happen to the earth. Two things will happen to the earth. First of all, it'll be spread out. First of all, it will be changed. So the earth that we live on today, on the day of Qiyamah, this will be changed. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. That the day the earth will be changed to a different earth. And this is because of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the earth upon which my disobedience took place. So Allah will be so angry on the day of Qiyamah that Allah will command and the earth will change, the different land will come. This land will be different, it won't have like big mountains and waterfalls and rivers and seas and all of that. It will just be normal land. And then what will happen is, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, it will be spread out. Why will it be spread out? Because it will be spread out to make space on the earth. Why? Because all the people who are living on the earth at the time, them, and then all of the people who have passed away, from Adam a.s. to the last person, they're all going to be brought alive. So there needs to be space, of course, for everyone to fit on the day of Qiyamah. So this is described. It's mentioned in one hadith. Imam Hakim has mentioned, and he said it's sahih. And it's mentioned on the authority of Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala. And he says, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tumaddu al-ardu yawm al-qiyamati maddan li'azamati ar-Rahman, thumma la yakunu li basharin min bani Adama illa mawdi'a qadamayhi." What it means is that on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will be spread out, and then for how much space will everyone have when everyone has been gathered on the earth? So he says that it will only be enough space for him to put his feet. Imagine how busy and how crowded and how much zahma there will be on the day of Qiyamah. Every person from Adam alayhi salam to the last person will be present on the day of Qiyamah. These two things are from the very first things that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. After that, the earth, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, the earth will throw out its contents and then it will become empty. Some say that it's talking about all of the gold and the metals and everything inside. Others mention it's just the dead people who are buried in the qabr. They will be thrown out of the earth and they will advance towards the plain of Qiyamah, towards Mahshar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that addresses insan directly, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ, O mankind, إِنَّكَ كَادِهٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. Indeed, you toil, you work hard. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, to your Lord. What does it mean here? إِلَىٰ لِقَاءِ رَبِّكَ, towards the meeting of your Lord. فَمُلَاقِي, and soon you will, and so you will meet him. Well, this is one of the main points of the surah. And the point is that, O mankind, you are busy. In the world, you are busy. You know, here in England, we are always so busy. Everyone's busy, 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 yeah? Can I come and meet you? Oh, you know, I've been so busy this year. I just don't have time anymore. I'm at work. I come back. I eat. I go to the gym. Then I go to the masjid. I pray my namaz, pray my Quran. Family, I've got to go meet this person, I've got to go meet that, I'm going to go out today, I'm going out tomorrow, I've got this appointment. As people in England, we are always busy, busy, busy all the time. And being busy is a good thing. When the things that we are busy in are good things. If we are busy in good things, then on the day of Qiyamah, we will have a good reckoning. And if we are busy in bad things, then the day of Qiyamah will come and it will not be good news for us. So this is one of the main points of the surah, that you're so busy, but what are you busy in? Are you busy in good things? Are you busy in bad things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his time. Time is so precious. Time is the capital that Allah has given us, and he has instructed us to do business with this capital. So are we going to do good business by doing good things, or are we going to do bad business? So one of the good things is that, for example, one of the main things that we stay busy in is work. So why don't we have a good intention behind our work? That, Ya Allah, I'm going to earn money so that I can feed myself, I can feed my family. Feeding my family is a responsibility that you have given upon me. Ya Allah, through the strength that I will gain from this food, I will do your ibadah. Yeah, then we will get reward for working as well. This is part of life. So try to, number one, try to always be busy in good things. And number two, whatever we have to be busy in, like work, appointments, just general errands around the house, put a good intention with it, we will get rewarded for it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Then moments on the day of Qiyamah, when you are standing in front of Allah, will be written in our good deeds, and we will be sent to Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, we mentioned before as well in the previous surah, that in the dunya, there is no justice. And this is one of the key, one of the main evidences and one of the main reasons for us to understand that there is more to life than just what we see on this earth. And the ulama give the example that look at the dunya, look at the world. You have two examples, one person on one side, he's a good person, he works hard, he's a family man, and he works all month, and he has, you know, he earns 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 pounds. And with that money, he's paying off his house, he's feeding his family, he's doing all good things. And on the other hand, you have a thief, or you have a drug dealer. And what do? They sell a few drugs and they make that much money that this hard-working man works. They make that much money in one night. And they have the best cars, and, you know, they have the best houses, they have the best of everything. What kind of justice is this? The person who does bad gets rewarded. The person who does good, he struggles. This is not justice. The reality is, on the day of Qiyamah, that person who is a drug dealer, and he's ruining lives through his business, he will be questioned and punished in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who worked so hard, and often we find that there's a thief and there's a hard-working person, the person works hard all month, the thief comes at the end of the month, you know, it happens in South Africa and these countries a lot, gunpoint, knife point, and he takes all his money off him. And he's gone, and this person now, he can't even have his next meal. So there is no justice in that. The reality is that all of this dunya is going to end, and we will go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring justice to humanity. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Do your own accounting. In the dunya, we should look at ourselves and do our own accounting before your accounting is done. وَزِنُوهَا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. Weigh your deeds before they are weighed. وَتَأَحَّبُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And prepare for the great accounting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to prepare. Allah says, فَمُلَاقِي. Here it could mean that you are going to meet your Lord, or it can also mean that you are going to meet the repercussion of your actions. In the next part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about the day of Qiyamah, when we will receive our books. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. Those people who are given the books in their right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Soon he will be given an easy reckoning. With regards to Hisab and Kitab on the day of Qiyamah, reckoning, there are three levels of Hisab Kitab. The first level is the level that we wish for, and that is, there is no Hisab at all. And an example of that is when Hadith Imam Tirmizi rahimullah has brought, On the authority of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, who says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي أَن يُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي سَبْعِينَ أَلْفًا لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. My Lord has promised me that He will enter into Jannah from my Ummah 70,000 people who will enter without any accounting, without any punishment. Not even accounting at all, nothing, straight into Jannah. مَعَ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا. With every thousand, there will be another 70,000. وَثَلَاثُ حَثَيَاتٍ مِنْ حَثَيَاتِ رَبِّي. And three handfuls from the handful of my Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who will enter Jannah without hisab, without kitab. Number two, something which is known as arz, presentation. Now the example of this is that what happens is one person, he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to enter this banda into Jannah without hisab, without any punishment, without adab. So what will happen is the book will be in front of Allah, and Allah will just, you know, like as we do, flick through it. Oh, it looks okay, chalo, jawa jannat mein jawa. No problem. You know, sometimes a teacher, he's marking books, and they call it tick and flick, yeah, in schools, where he knows that the student's written a good paper. So what does he do? He just flicks through it. Yeah, it looks okay, chalo, I'll give you past 50 marks, no problem. So this is what is known as arz. Arz is just presentation in front of Allah, and Allah will just flick through, okay, chalo, chalo, jawa, no problem. And the third, and this is the difficult one, the third type of hisab is reckoning. And this is when it'll say, hang on a minute, hang on, stop. On this day, you missed Fajr Salah. Why? And then what are we going to say? On this day, you ate haram. Why? And then what are we going to say? So, with regards to this narration from our respected mother, Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حُوسِبَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عُذِّبَ. Whoever's accounting will be taken on the day of Qiyamah, they will most definitely be punished. So then Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, أَلَيْسَ قَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Our respected mother Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't Allah say that whoever gets the book in the right hand, they will get hisabi yaseer? So here it's saying hisabi yaseer, and you're saying that whoever's going to get hisab done, they're going to get punished. So what's hisabi yaseer? So the Prophet ﷺ said that, no, this is not hisab. Innama dhalika al-ard. This is just ard. It's just presenting your book, but it will not be looked into. It will not be scrutinized. It will not be analyzed. You just go like that. This is hisabi yaseer. And so this hadith is in Bukhari, it's in Muslim, Tirmizi Sharif. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from this. Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in many of his dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. So we should pray this dua as abundantly as we can. Allah give us hisab yaseer. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And he will turn to his family happy. You know, in the dunya, when you get good news, what do? You go to your family, you go to your mom, you go to your dad. Oh, you know, I've passed my driving test, or, you know, I've got this new job, new contract, or I've bought a house, and then you feel happy, and then they say, oh, mashallah, and they give you a hug, and, you know, they're happy with you as well. So on the day of Qiyamah, this will also happen. He will return to his family, and he'll tell them that, you know, alhamdulillah, I passed my main exam. This is my main exam. Forget the degrees, forget the exams of the dunya, forget the driving test. This is the exam of all exams. And imagine the happiness of that person who will turn with his book in his right hand, he's passed his test, he's going to Jannah. You know, it'll be the happiness of all happiness. May Allah make us from amongst them. In one hadith is mentioned, so according to the ulama, who is his family? So some ulama say that it's his actual family in the world, and other ulama say that it's actually his hurs, yeah, his wives in Jannah, who will be waiting for him, and he'll go to them and he'll say, you know, I'm here, man, I've passed my test. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. As for the person who is given his book from behind, what does this mean? So some ulama say that his hand will be twisted, his left hand will be twisted behind his back, and his book of deeds will be given like that. Others say that his actual hand will be moved to the back of his body, and he will be given his book in his left hand. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Haqqa as well, the dialogue of the Jahannami. May Allah protect us from this. What will he say? فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. What will he do when this happens? He will call out for death. Ya Allah, give me death. I'd rather die than have this punishment. وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. He will enter into Jahannam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Why? Why did this happen to him? إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He had been happy in the world amongst his people. He was distracted. He was happy with this, with the dunya and its temptations, to that degree that he began to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, what did the mu'min do? إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. That even whilst we were with our family, we used to worry about Allah. We used to fear Allah. So even when we are in, you know, we're in a good place, our family is at home, we're relaxing, even then, we're happy, yeah, it's good, no problem. But even then, at the back of our head, we should have that fikr, that concern, that I'm going to be going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this person, he will get his book in his right hand. May Allah make us from those who have taqwa. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَهُورُ. He thought that he was not going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلَا. No. إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. His Lord indeed is watching him. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقِ وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath. He takes an oath upon the twilight. The twilight is the time, the two times of twilight. One is after Maghrib Salah, which is now, and one is before Fajr Salah. So this, according to most ulama, is referring to the first part of the night, yani now, after Maghrib Salah. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. And by the night, when it gathers, when it envelopes everything. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. By the night, when it envelopes everything. وَالْقَمَرِ. And by the moon, إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. When it becomes full, it's referring to the 14th moon, the biggest moon. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Indeed, you will embark upon stage to stage. The connection between the surah and the promises and the oaths from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are that the same way in the world we have the night and it's constantly changing, the same way our situation is constantly changing. Initially we were in the land of the souls, then we were moved into the womb of our mothers, then we went through the different stages of the creation of the fetus, then we were created, then we were born, we came into this world. Even then our is constantly changing. We were a child, then we started to eat, we started to drink, we became a toddler, we started walking, then we started having our own understanding, we went to school, we went to madrasa, we grew up a bit more, we reached the age of puberty, we went through our teenage years, we did different things. We went to high school, college, madrasa, hafiz, alim. Then we went into our 20s, we got married, we had children, we bought a house. Then we carry on going. In our 30s, we start bringing our children up. Our 40s, our children are now getting married. Yeah, our 50s, 60s, we see our grandchildren growing up. We're building our empires. And then we go into our old age, then our back starts hurting, legs are hurting, my head's hurting, I can't sleep at night. Yeah, old age. And then what happens is we die. Then what happens? It carries on. We die. Then our coffin is put on. The angels come to us in the grave. Then we have a long rest. We sleep. And then the day of Qiyamah starts. We get up. It's constantly changing again. We're resurrected. We go to the plain of Arafat, the day of Qiyamah. We'll be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have to cross the Pul Sirat. This constant changing, it continues and continues and continues and continues. Allah is saying that your situation is this. Oh Muslimano, this is your situation. You will continue to go through different stages of life. When does this stop? This stops, inshaAllah ta'ala, when we enter into Jannatul Firdaus. This is when it finally will stop. And this is the indication in the surah that you're going to carry on changing. Your situation is not going to stop. You're going to meet me. And so ensure that you are prepared for this meeting. We mentioned the narration of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, وَتَأَهَدُ لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That prepare for this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama say that the connection is here, that at the twilight It refers to the initial stages of Qiyamah. The full moon, the night where everyone sleeps indicates towards the time in the grave, and the full moon, Wal-Qamar, it refers to the Arad al-Akbar, Ya Allah, the accounting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which the night ends, after which Qiyamah ends, and then we will enter into Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elucidated towards this meeting in many places in the Holy Quran. In one place Allah says, Inna ila rabbika ruj'a, your return is towards your Lord. Ila rabbika al-muntaha, your ending is towards your Lord. And in this surah, Innaka kadihun ila rabbik, indeed, you work hard until the meeting of your Lord. So we do believe in this, but do we act like we believe in it? This is a big question today. We do believe in it. We do believe that we're going to die, and we do believe that we're going to be in the grave, and we do believe that we're going to go to Qiyamah. But the question is that, do I act like I believe it? That's the big one. If I'm acting like I believe in it, that's fine. Because acting like I believe in it means that I'm praying the Quran, I'm respecting my elders, I'm taking care of my parents, I'm reading my salah on a daily basis, I'm fearing Allah, I'm avoiding sin. That's what you call acting like I believe in accounting, in the hisab, kitab, in Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw aabilu sabil. Be in the world like you are a stranger or you are a traveler. When we are traveling, and I'll give a very quick example before we complete the surah. When we are traveling, we take provisions with us for the journey. So for example, we know that, for example, I'm going for Umrah, and I've got money in my account. I've got money for the taxis, I've got money for the hotel, I've got money for food, right? If before we land, we go to Manchester Airport, and we go through the security, and there's, you know, the duty-free, and we like some perfumes, and we start shopping like crazy. We're shopping, we're buying perfumes, booklagi, we start buying expensive food, and then on the aeroplane, we feel hungry, we start buying this, buying that. By the time we get to Jeddah, our bank account's empty. What's going to happen? Well, where am I going to stay now? I don't have any money left. Respected brothers and sisters listening at home, and my dear respected brothers, Allah has given us capital, He's given us provisions. If before we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have wasted this time, then what do we have left in front of Allah? This time that Allah has given us is extremely precious. We should use it to ensure that it's an investment for the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. After presenting all of these evidences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. What's wrong with them that they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not prostrate. Over here, prostration doesn't refer to the prostration of salah. Prostration indicates towards subordination, towards subservience, towards abdiyah, towards the fact that, Ya Allah, I'm your slave, I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's what it refers to. So what he's trying to say is, when the Quran is recited to them, they don't come into Islam. They don't believe in Allah. They don't become subservient to the Lord Almighty. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. Those who disbelieved denied the truth. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُعُونَ. Allah knew better. Allah knows better. Allah is most aware of what they store, يعني what they preserve, what they store, what they hide inside their hearts. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so give them glad tidings of a very fearful punishment, for except for those people who believe, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them is a reward which is everlasting and never ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to open our eyes to the reality of our situation. Life is indeed very, very short. Today we are sat here. How do we know that tomorrow, this time, we will not be in our graves? So many examples. Just the other day, I saw a message came through on WhatsApp. 26-year-old lad, he suddenly had a heart attack and he's passed away, and today he's in his qabr. What barosa do we have on the dunya? What barosa do we have on life? How can we say that, oh, you know, I've still got time left? How can we say that today, let me just chill a bit, you know, I'm still young, let me relax? How can we say that, no, tomorrow, when I'm in my 20s, when I'm in my 30s, in my 40s, I'll become, you know, Sufi, I'll stay in the masjid? No. Yeah? How do we know that tomorrow, today's not going to be our last day? How do we know that this salah is not going to be my last salah? So the time to change, the time to open our eyes isn't tomorrow, it's not next year, it's not after next Ramadan, it's not when I go for Hajj, it's not when I, you know, get married, or when I, you know, when I'm 10:30. The time to change is now. And when I say now, I don't mean in 1 or 2 hours. I mean like now. That how do we know that our life is not going to end before we leave the masjid? So the time to repent, to turn to Allah, to have sincere istighfar is now, like literally right now. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to forgive every single sin, major and minor. And we turn to Allah and we ask Him to give us tawfiq to prepare for the great accounting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah, Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera, to bless us with an easy. First we should ask Allah that, Ya Allah, enter me into Jannah al-Firdaws without any hisab. And then we should pray this dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do good, to do those things that will make Allah happy. Allahumma wafiqna bima tuhibbu wa tawda. We should pray this dua often as well. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with His friendship, with His love, with His wilaya, with His ma'rifah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the maqam of siddiqiyah. Yeah, this is the highest maqam after the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. A highest maqam that us mere mortals, us non-anbiya can reach. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us blessings with proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of qiyamah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.